When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Transformers University, it is the year 1988. Who's the smartest? Who's the strongest? Who's the fastest? Who's got the weirdest function? That's right, it's time to go by the numbers right now on Transformers University. Hello, my friend, and welcome to episode number 143. I love you too. Of Transformers University. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, owner-operator, bad man behind TFU.info, the website, the Tory Archive, this podcast, TFU News and Views podcast, and oh so much more. I want to welcome you again to episode number 143, I Love You Too, of Transformers University. Now, if you don't understand that joke, you're probably 10 years younger than me. Back in the day of pagers, if you remember, you know what a pager is, it's the point between cell phones and landline phones. So a pager would be a way to send someone a quick message. It would beeper, the same word. It would vibrate on you, would wear it on you and vibrate and tell you someone was trying to get in touch with you, and they would punch in their phone number and you would then call them back. We actually knew each other's phone numbers back then. Anyway, on top of that, you could always hit star and put a space and then put some sort of message. So like, I'm sure this exists in text to some extent. It's kind of like doing an emoji almost, really. If you put 911, it was an emergency. You got to call me back right away. And 143 was to say, I love you. One letter, four letters, three letters. And so that's why we're in episode 143. I love you too. Now, you know what else I love? I love our Patreon. Patreon.com/TFUinfo. Over there, we've been doing so much fun stuff. I've restructured how we do it. And I post almost every day, so you get a little bit of me in your mailbox every day. And we talk the latest Transformers news, we talk some old stuff, I give special insights into the episodes, sometimes I give exclusive looks, like I've had this image of Amazon Prime, Optimus Prime, a crossover that never happened. There's never been images leaked on the internet of this, and I was not going to be one to do it while I thought it was a viable product. And since I really feel like it's going away, we just had the Target exclusive Optimus Prime that got released through Target of the Laser Prime Cab and Ravage as Target's Bullseye. That crossover is happening. I feel like the Amazon one is not going to happen. If it does happen, it's not going to happen in the form that I saw it back in 2021. So patrons, junior level and up, get to see this photo. Get to see what this looks like as an exclusive perk. And yeah, maybe I'll release the photo later on, but I've got another one, another photo of something that got canceled and will probably never see the light of day. And I'm probably going to put that up on the Patreon soon. So you get a first look exclusive. You get to be the first one to see these things that other people have just not seen. So one more time, that's patreon.com/TFUinfo. And we'll get into this episode right now. Now, this episode is by the numbers. And what do we do here? We talk about tech specs and functions and all the little weird things that make these toys feel like characters and make these toys feel like something we enjoy. It's something that's gone away from the Transformers brand over the last 15 years or so. But in G1, there was always a tech spec on the back of the box, had a function, had a bio. I gave them stats, gave them numbers, gave you an idea of how strong or smart or fast or whatever, where they ranked within the Autobot or Decepticon military. All those things were on the back of the box. But before we delve into the tech spec numbers, we're going to talk a little bit about 1988 in terms of molds and in terms of command structure, which we've discussed in previous versions of this episode. So if you've never heard one of these By the Numbers episodes and you like this one, we did them all, 84, 85, 86, and 87. So this is the fifth one we're doing. And it starts with the molds. And 1988 is unique in that in terms of new toys, not toys that were sold in 87 and then also sold in 88, but in terms of new toys, there are 60 original molds, no redecos, no retools. So that is quite the first within Transformers. There's always usually one redeco or retool of the same toy that is new for that year. And this one, or from a year prior. And this one features none of that. We have 28 original Autobots, 32 original Decepticons. So the Decepticons get a little bit of an advantage, probably because of Piranicon. And actually, I might drop those numbers back a little, because I think I counted Piranicon as its own mold, which would mean 59 originals and 31 Decepticons, because the six molds that make up Piranicon are, yes, their own original mold, but they are also the combined form. So where do they rank? Now, what we do here is we break down the functions of all 59 original toys into groupings. And those groupings are command, which are leaders within the Autobots or Decepticon ranks, either by function or by rank score. Engineering, which are the support staff for the military operation, the Autobot and Decepticon War. They're also the folks that do basically anything else that isn't directly militarily related. Now, we have the infantry, which is our fighters. And then we have intelligence, which is our strategists and our spies. And then finally, medical, which is our doctors and our transformer repair people. When we talk about command, the Autobots had three commanders released in 1988, while the Decepticons only had one. Engineering, the Autobots have the advantage here at 5-3, but the Decepticons have way more infantry in 1988 with 21 to the Autobots 9. So that's 2-1. That's actually more than 2-1. For infantry level characters. Intelligence is about 50-50. Autobots have 11, Decepticons have 8, and they tie on medical because both of them have a big goose egg zero. Nothing there except for no one. So no medical officers were released on either side in 1988. As far as the Autobot command goes, those three Autobots, it is Optimus Prime, and it is a Gunrunner and Splashdown. Now, Gunrunner is considered the squadron leader for, I guess, the Pretenders. And then Splashdown is a naval commander. So he is in charge of belly buttons. And then finally, on the Decepticon side, you have the Seacon leader in Snaptrap. So that is your fourth command level figure in 1988. And finally, we have some interesting functions throughout 1988. On the Autobot side, we have Nightbeat, who is a detective. Raindance is a video correspondent, and Grand Slam is the audio correspondent, so making them essentially TV and radio reporters. And then finally, Backstreet is back. All right. And he is a lookout. So look out and shout, Backstreet is here. On the Decepticon side, we got a Sparkstalker, who is a cryptologist. Squawk Talk is a translator. And then Bomb Burst probably has the most eyebrow-raising function as a predator.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
No, not that kind. This kind.
Get to the chopper!
And we too will get to the chopper and talk about tech specs. Now, the tech specs feature 8 categories: strength, intelligence, speed, rank, courage, firepower, skill, and endurance. I did those a little bit out of order, but that is what we have. And I have thrown these all into a spreadsheet. I'll make that available on the Patreon, patreon.com/TFUinfo, where you can check out everything that is there. What I've done there is I have highlighted anyone that is coming in at a 10 or a 9 in their particular category, as well as the lowest scoring Autobot and Decepticon in each category. And we start with strength. Who is the strongest? Well, on the Autobot side, we have one ranked at 10, Power Master Optimus Prime, and one ranked at 9, Chainclaw, the Pretender Beast. On the Decepticon side, we have three ranked at 9 with Piranicon, the combined form of the Seacons, as well as Snaptrap, the Seacon leader, plus Skullgrin, the Siege Warrior, which means he, I guess, stands outside and waits for fights to start. And then on the low side, we've got, for the Autobots, Raindance, Sizzle, which makes sense because they're rolled, and then Getaway as 4. On the Decepticon side, we have a 3, and that is the translator, Squawk Talk. Now, digging into intelligence on the Autobot side, another 10. You're going to hear this name a lot. Power Master Optimus Prime has some very high stats, and we'll review those at the end of this show. And then at 9, we have the squadron leader, Gunrunner. Low for the Autobots, not too many Autobots below average intelligence. In fact, at 5, which is right at the midpoint, is the two lowest for this year in Dogfight, the Triggerbot airplane, and Slapdash, the Power Master. On the Decepticon side, we've got 4 with strengths of 9, and they are all Pretenders, Bugly, Skullgrin, Submarauder, and Bombburst. And on the low side, Cyndrasaur and Windsweeper come in at the not-so-bright number of 3. Now, for speed, how fast will these buses not slow down? Well, on the Autobot side, you only have 110, and that is Cloudburst, who is functioned at Space Defense. No other Autobot comes above a 7, so a lot of slow Autobots in 1988. And then on the low side, we got 2 at 2, and that would be Guzzle, the tank, and Landfill, the dump truck. On the Decepticon side, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 coming in at 7. Bombburst, Carnivac, Darkwing, Dreadwind, Needlenose, Windsweeper, and Road Grabber. So lots of planes in there. Not all planes, but a lot of them. And then 3 slow ones coming in at 2. And 2 of them make sense. Cyndrasaur and Sparkstalker and Snaptrap, who is a turtle. And all kind of just very slow-moving beasts. Moving on to Endurance. We've got 3 Autobots with a 10. That is Getaway, Joyride, and Powermaster Optimus. And then 1 Autobot with not much Endurance, and that is Fizzle, which we saw in the last episode. Is it Fizzle or Sizzle that got lit up in the Marvel UK episode issue we talked about last time and had to put himself out in the ocean and then passed out from being on fire? The Decepticons, we have Endurance of 10. The Pretender Beast Snarler comes in at a 10. And then 7 Decepticons come in at a 9 in Crankcase, Double Dealer, Iguanas, Quake, Skullgrin, Snaptrap, and Squeeze Play. On the low side, we did have a Pretender in here with Finback having low Endurance and a Triggercon with Ruckus. And that wraps up the first half of our tech spec analysis. We'll come into it more. We'll dive a little bit deeper into rank, courage, firepower, and skill, plus a roundup of some of the more interesting winners and losers as we continue with 1988 by the numbers right after this. Hey, want to help out this podcast or the website tfu.info? There's a number of ways you can do it. Let me tell you how. You can help us directly by joining our Patreon and enrolling as a student at Transformers University. There, you'll get early access to the podcast as well as exclusive behind-the-scenes peeks and perks for as little as $1 a month. Sign up is quick and easy. Just swing on by to www.patreon.com/tfuinfo. Another way you can help us is by using our Amazon link, www.tfu.info/Amazon. Type that into your browser whenever you want to shop at Amazon, and a portion of what you spend will be contributed back to us. It's that easy. Finally, you don't become the world's longest running transforming toy archive without some help from other fans. We're always on the hunt for photos of figures and accessories we're missing from our pages. If you'd like to contribute, go to tfu.info/help for a list of what we need, or send an email to info@tfu.info. tfu.info, the Alpha Trion and Omega Prime of transforming toys. Now, back to the show. All right, so picking up again with some of these numbers, we'll talk about rank, and these are kind of obvious based on the command ranks we talked about earlier. Power Master Optimus Prime with a rank of 10. No one else, even the two we mentioned before, Gunrunner and Splashdown, coming in at 9. Splashdown comes in at 8. Gunrunner comes in at 7. The low side of this has Slapdash, Raindance, and Grand Slam all coming in at 4. Now, on the Decepticon side, the aforementioned Snaptrap comes in at 8. As does Double Dealer, the Mercenary, which is kind of odd for a Mercenary to have such a high rank. On the low side, Snarler, the Pretender Beast, comes in at a surprisingly low 3. I don't know how many Decepticons we've talked about come in at 3 for rank. I feel like there was a 1 somewhere along the way. 3 is really low for rank. On moving on to Courage, we got a lot of courageous bots and cons in 1988. Now, on the Autobot side, we have 4 at 10 with Dogfight, Getaway, Groundbreaker, and Powermaster Optimus. And then another 12 at 9. That's 12. I'm not even going to list that out with a dozen Autobots with a courage of 9. That means there are 16 out of the 28 Autobots that we mentioned were going to be in this episode having a courage of 9 or higher. On the low side, Chainclaw, the Pretender Beast, has a courage of 4. On the Decepticon side, same thing. And we've got 3 at 10, Ruckus, Skullgrin, and Squeeze Play. And 10 Decepticons at 19. 15. So that is way, way, way many more than we'd like to see. And in fact, the low number on the Decepticon side isn't even that low. It is 6. And we have Flamefeather, Sparkstalker, Squawktalk, and Nautilator coming in at 6, which is high for a low number. While we have some Autobots and Decepticons are courageous, we don't have a lot with a lot of firepower. At firepower, we have one Autobot at 10, and that is Landmine. And one at 9, which is Power Master Optimus. And we have one all the way down at 1, and that is the audio correspondent, Grand Slam. So, if I remember right, Grand Slam is a tank and has a firepower of 1. The Decepticon side of this has one Decepticon at 10, and that is the Combiner, Piranicon, and 2 at 9, Quake and Spinister, who are also double target masters, so it makes sense for them to have high firepower numbers. On the low side, we have 2 at 4, and that is Beastbox and Sparkstalker, which is weird that a Firecon would have a low firepower. Coming into the last stat of this show, skill. We have one Autobot at a 10. Yep, Power Master Optimus Prime. And then 3 at 9, and that would be Catilla, Dogfight, and the Detective, Nightbeat. On the low side, the least skilled would be the Fire Truck, Hosehead. And then finally, for the Decepticons, we have 5 Decepticons with a skill of 9. Bugly, Double Dealer, Finback, Seawing, and Sparkstalker. And one low, again, with Beastbox at a 3. Now, who are the winners and losers of this? Who had the highest totals? Well, Power Master Optimus Prime clearly had the highest total at 75. Cloudburst, who is not command, right, as the space defense, what did I say he was? Space defense Autobot came with the second highest total at 61, which actually is higher than the two commanders, Gunrunner and Splashdown, who both came in at a total of 60. On the Decepticon side, the high number for the total stats was Double Dealer at 65, but it is interesting to note that Skullgrin had a whopping 9 or 10 in 4 categories, which is more than any Decepticon on this list. Now, the losers, the lowest numbers. We had Fizzle for the Autobots coming in with the low of 42, and just a point lower on the Decepticon side, Beastbox, who was lowest in 2 of the final 3 categories, came in at a 41. And then the weirdest kind of combination of leads and losses, Sparkstalker was at the bottom of 3 categories and the top of 2 categories, making him the only character in 1988 to either lead or lose 5 whole categories. Now, finally, I do want to talk about Power Master Optimus Prime for a little bit. So this is the first time we see in the brand of a character coming back in a new body. And this isn't like Rodimus to Rodimus Prime or Galvatron to Megatron, where they're meant to be upgraded forms or meant to be different characters, right? And they're released in the same year. So, you know, having a character come back from a previous year in a new form, this is the first time we see that with Power Master Optimus Prime. So I decided, let's compare the tech specs and the overall totals. Well, almost everything is the same. Power Master Optimus Prime is a speed of 6, whereas 84 Optimus Prime had a speed of 8. But when it comes to firepower, Power Master Optimus Prime has a 9, especially with all the guns on that toy. And the original Optimus Prime has a firepower of 8. Everything else is 10s for both characters. So it gives us a total of Power Master Optimus Prime coming in at 75, and 1984 Optimus Prime coming in at 76. So wins by 1 in terms of total tech spec score. Divide the speed or the firepower and take which one you want, but that is what makes them ultimately different in terms of characterization. And that will wrap up another By the Numbers episode of Transformers University. I hope you enjoyed this one. Want to find out what's coming up on the show next time? Well, if you were on the Patreon, I did a 4-episode preview that you could have caught at patreon.com/TFUinfo. And knowing what's coming up in the previous episode, this episode, and the next 2 episodes. But we'll jump ahead to the next episode, and you'll find out right after this.
Thanks for listening to the show. Stick around to hear what's coming up next episode, but first, I want to fill you in on a few ways you can stay in touch with the show. Want to be on the show? Leave us a voicemail at 702-763-4838. That's 702-POD4TFU. Or send an email to info@tfu.info. Be sure to catch us on Twitter @TFU_info and on Facebook and Instagram under the username TFUinfo, all one word. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TFUinfo, where we post all of our podcasts plus special video segments, reviews, and live coverage of Transformers-related events such as New York Toy Fair and New York Comic Con. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please visit us at www.tfu.info, the world's longest-running transforming toy archive.
So, next time, Transformers University, we are going to wrap up the Headmasters cartoon series. Yes, it's been a long, long haul to do all 35 episodes, and we'll do episode 33, 34, and 35, the final three original episodes of the 1987-1988 Japanese cartoon, The Headmasters, when we come back with episode 144 of Transformers University. And of course, we cannot do this show without our patrons, our students there, and of course, our seniors and up all get a shout out here on the show. So here we go. Super seniors, Alex Mendoza, Eric Sire, John Forex Levengood, Jay Soups, Paul Heal, and Sean Hamilton, and our one lone senior, until someone joins him. That would be Jacob Owen Lucha. This has been episode 143, I love you too, of Transformers University, and I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, owner, operator, madman behind TFU.info. Until next time, see ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.